talking about sleepwalking. What have you done while sleepwalking? Now, I know I have, my mom has told me many stories when I was growing up. I used to be a sleepwalker. Like, I would wake up and I would be completely cold. And I'm like, where are my sheets? And she'd hear me, like, rustling around in my room. And she'd be like, look down the hall. And so I would, like, go out in the hallway and I'd look down the stairs. And I would have taken all my sheets and on my bed and thrown them over the banister. Down the stairs.
When you were sleeping, you thought it was laundry day?
Yeah, apparently.
Like, I'm just going to strip my bed.
Yeah,
mom,
yeah, just got to get rid of that stuff. Obviously, there was a wicker chair in my room that was mistaken for a toilet many times.
Oh, but also was, you know, the site of an epic picture.
No. Well, it wasn't.
Hashtag Wicker King.
Listen.
Was that not the same
it
chair?
It wasn't the same chair. Oh. No. No, it wasn't the same chair.
A lot of wicker chairs in your past.
Yeah, I mean, wicker was a thing. Sure. Back in the day?
It was. I did stop my sister one time, my younger sister. She was squatting in her closet about to pee on her shoes.
I mean, I think everybody's got that story, right?
I stopped. You're not in the bathroom, hon.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What have you done while sleepwalking? Hey, Deb.
I was on a band trip with my daughter when she was in high school, and we were staying at a hotel, kind of like the Hyatt, where the rooms are like inside on balconies.
Okay.
And I started to sleepwalk and decided in my dream, I guess, I was going to go outside. And the minute I hit that door, when I heard it close, I woke up.
Oh,
so here I am in my pajamas. So I had to go to the front desk so they would let me back in. And they didn't know who I was because I didn't have any ID on me.
Oh, my gosh.
So... So luckily, they let me in. I had to show them my ID, you know, but, yeah, that was embarrassing.
Oh, my gosh. I promise. They said, let me in the room. I'll show you the ID, and you can look up my reservation. I'm legit.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Deb, the only thing I was thinking is, at least you don't sleep naked.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm always afraid something would happen in the middle of the night, like a fire or something, and no.
Yeah, yeah. Deb, thank you for the story. That's funny.
Yeah.
Now, Kelsey said, I once made a plate full of nachos in the bathtub.
Oh, wow.
Woke up the next morning, shredded cheese stuck to my legs, salsa in the shampoo, 10 out of 10, would not recommend.
Oh, wow. Oh, my goodness. That's a lot. Tasty, yeah. Though.
Laura said, my son recently broke both of his legs, so I've been taking care of him a lot. He told me one day this week, I got up in the middle of the night, gave him his medicine, helped adjust him in bed. No memory of doing any of this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Helpful.
Oh, wow.
Hunter says, my daughter sleepwalks, and she stayed with her grandparents one night. I forgot to tell them she sleepwalks, and they got up for a midnight snack, saw her walking around and said, hey, are you sleepwalking?
Uh-huh.
She responded by laughing at them.
Yeah, you know, that could be a freaky thing to see.
Oh, yes, that's
you're
horror
like,
story stuff.
Yeah, yeah, you hear something go bump downstairs, and you're like, and you walk downstairs, and someone's just milling around.
And you see her, and then she's just like, how evil would that sound? That would sound really evil.
Tina said, when I was little, I packed a suitcase to, quote, go to Hogwarts. I even put my toothbrush in a sock like a wand. My mom found me trying to climb into the dryer platform 9 3/4.
Exactly. I'm going to get on the train.
Yep.
Ashley, this is embarrassing, but I once called my ex and left a 2-minute voicemail singing. Total eclipse of the heart.
Stop it.
I don't remember doing it, but he texted the next morning asking if I was okay.
Are
and
you?
It's her ex.
Are you? Yes, of course. Are you okay?
Oh, boy.
There's nothing I can do. A total eclipse of the heart.
Yes. Could you imagine waking up to a voicemail of that from your ex?
Mark said, I once rearranged all the furniture in my living room. No memory of that. I guess I have a very strong vision at 3 o'clock in the morning.
Listen, I need to feng shui.
Yeah, I was going
to
say,
right now.
This is totally wrong.
The energy is off. Isabel, my roommate told me I walked out onto our porch and peed in a planter. Sorry, love fern. That was a rough night.
What did the planter do to you?
Well, again, she might have gotten confused. Thought she was going to the bathroom.
Oh, shoot.
There was a door involved, and yeah. It looks like the toilet.
All right, a couple more. What have you done while sleepwalking? Sammy said I once ate an entire stick of butter. Apparently thought it was a popsicle. I don't have no defense.
I'm sorry. At some point, you don't
wake
recognize up. This doesn't taste like a you popsicle.
Just, you peel it like a banana and you're just like,
You eat the whole thing? Oh, my gosh. Oh, I'm having a physical reaction to that one. Candace, this may be the craziest thing I've done while sleepwalking. I texted my boss, I know what you did.
What?
Zero context, zero recollection.
Mm-hmm.
He was weird to me for 3 days.
So
I understand that. I would get why he's weird. Like, what in the world?
Yeah, what did I do?
What do you mean?
Yeah, what did I do?
And then how do you explain that? No, seriously.
I think I was sleepwalking.
I was texting. I'm sorry.
You know what? Is that a good excuse? Nah, I was probably sleepwalking.
Well, if it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon.
Nah, I was probably sleepwalking.
Oh, I think there's certain hours.
I'll try it next time. I'll tell you how to
get away
goes.
With it. If the text comes in at 2:30 in the morning.
Yeah.
A little bit more believable.
Sleepwalking. All right. Those are good stories. Thank you for that.